Oh, she was a wonderful lady. Of course, she didn't like being called lady. That's why she was called Baba Jan. Amma Jan. Amma is the mother. Baba is the mother. Somebody called her Amma, and she was, wow, that little lady was quite a fury.
Was it possible? What is it? Was it possible to converse with Baba Jan?
Yes.
Was it possible to converse with Baba Jan? Because there's many stories where she just said strange things and muttered and...
Yes, she did. But you didn't want to. I mean, you wanted to be with her. And so sometimes she made very rational comments, and sometimes the comments were what you couldn't understand in your language. Yes. Definitely so. But I mean, she would call for tea. She would see that everybody was served. She would call one of us sometimes. And, oh yes, she would talk. I mean, she talked to my grandmother quite at length. When my mother, it was at that period, in the very, very beginning, when my mother could not understand Baba's status naturally, it's very difficult for any Zoroastrian to accept the fact about masters and metaphysical things or spiritual things, or, you know, because the Zoroastrian religion is a very simple and a very small, like the community itself, you know, very good, very comfortable religion, but it does not accommodate the concept of masters and everything. So my mother didn't know that. All she knew was this old man in Sakori who was a Hindu who looked after her son, and there's this old Mohammedan lady up here in Pune. And the worst part of it, as my mother said, was that whenever she cooks his favorite food, supper, and he's never home on time because he's with that old lady. So she sent her mother one day and said, go. Recently from Persia, they're all from in Persia, it's only this migration that has happened recently. And give her a piece of my mind. And tell her, but at least she should have the courtesy to send my boy home, knowing his supper would be getting cold, and why does she keep him so long? So my grandmother said, I will, yes. And she went. And Baba Jan was very happy to see her. Called her close. And they made a seat close to her, in a sedan. And then Baba Jan looked at her, and she said something in Persian. And that pleased my grandmother a lot. And my grandmother answered back in Persian. There were couplets. Another couplet from Baba Jan, another couplet from my grandmother. And then Baba Jan sang a couple of lines of song, sang a song. And my grandmother, and Baba Jan cried, and my grandmother cried. It's too old age
to say. And did she come home late for supper today?
It's too old age. I said, yeah, what is going on? And it is Baba Jan who said, there was an old clock, a wind of clock there, I remember as a child. I also remember a picture of Baba on that tree next to Baba Jan. A crude print, crudely framed, but it was there. So Baba Jan looks at the clock and says to her, buddy, says, don't you think your daughter will be anxious for you to return? Oh yes, Baba Jan, I know. Tell her, he's not just her son. He's my son. He's for the whole world. But tell her nicely. They always realize how much mother had suffered in her love for her son. So my poor grandmother, and my mother didn't mind her coming late because she thought the longer she's there, the more of a piece of her mind. When she came home, she said, did you tell her? Oh, yes. Did you tell her everything? I'm so glad. I hope now that she will understand. No, she talked, I've heard her talk very rationally. I've heard stories like somebody who didn't have a leg and had half a, you know, stumps, wooden stumps, very crude stumps like you would get, you know, unless you can afford better. So, and he came to Baba Jan,
And Babajan looked up and says,
He says, she said, how many legs do you have up there, huh? I mean, are you going to have any luck if you just give one to him? Give him, he wants a leg. So many lying up there, isn't it? Like you could see her go down with all his legs up there. And what she was saying, what's the matter? Why don't you give one? You're not going to have any less for that. Give him one. I don't know whether they got one. I just don't know. But it was so sweet and cute. One day she called me and gave me a rupee in my hand. And I think, 5, 6. But this was just, you know. Preni Masi, that is Padri's mother, was very close to Babajan. She would always go and sit there at the hours. And mother also had good company to come and sit there. So Preni Masi had told us, never say no. If Babajan called you, you know, don't be, of course I knew that because we knew it from Baba and I. But she also told her other Parsi friends. So anyway, there we were seated, Babajan looked at me and said, come here. So I went and she did this. So I put my hand out and she put 1 rupee, silver rupee in it. The British monarch, King George, obviously. And the moment I put in, wow, I've never seen so many hands. You see, even in front of Babajan, the women sat on one side of her and the men sat on the other side. You see the shrine now parallel to the road. But it wasn't like that. It was this way. It embraced the tree, so it faced the road. And half this side were the women and that side were the men. So all these women, Mohammedan women and all, were there too. And Preni Masi was there, my mother was there, and I was there. And a friend of Preni Masi's was there. So she put this thing on me. I saw dozens of hands come over me, through me, underneath me, grab that rupee. And I got so scared. And Preni Masi got up and she gave them. Such a thing. But she was mad at them for taking something Baba said and given me. But the fact is that she had given something, that was more important.
It got taken?
Huh?
They actually took it away from
them. Oh, yes.
You never saw it?
I never saw the light of it. I saw all the silver in my heart, but that hand thing was.